It is now 5:30, and we'll call the meeting of the Select Board meeting of Thursday, June 4th, 2026, into session. First item up is to approve the minutes of the May 7th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Motion has been made to approve the minutes. Is there any admissions, corrections, or errors?
No.
I didn't see any either. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes as printed signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous with the two that are present. Rick Goslin is not here this evening. Motion carries. Next item up is review and sign the letter of support for the Quebec Municipal. Appearances by local citizens and visitors. This is, hi, Ernest and Steve Edgerly are here. This is your time. You don't have to be on the agenda. You bring up whatever you want. You may not be able to take action on it, but we could put it on the next agenda for official action. Anything from either of you? Great. Thank you for coming. Hello. We're in the section of appearances by local citizens and visitors. Do you have anything you'd like?
Newport Daily.
Oh.
Can perfect. I get your name, please?
Sam Douglas. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Nothing from the local people here. Next item up is review and sign a letter of support for the Quebec Municipal Resolution related to Lake Mefemagog water quality. We reviewed that last meeting, and we had a resolution put together. It's the one that went around to all the different communities, and it's just covering what Newport Town is agreeing to. It's kind of written from Canada to all the surrounding towns, cities up in Canada. That it, the Select Board is now, therefore, it be resolved that the Select Board of the Town of Newport recognizes that elected officials on both sides of the border share a duty of mutual respect and shared responsibility in preserving the Lake Mefemagog watershed. I have a problem with that. Now, therefore, it be it resolved that the Select Board of Town of Newport expresses its support for and urges Vermont Legislature and the governor to enact legislation in the 2027 session to provide permanent protection for the waters of Lake Mefemagog watershed. I have a problem with that. And be it further resolved that the Select Board of the Town of Newport affirms its commitment to protecting the health of its residents, the integrity of the local environment, and the long-term sustainability of the lake that defines our community. I don't have a problem with that. And both Rick was here earlier. He signed that. I signed it. And Karen Camber signed it. Any questions? Great. Moving on, we will review the update and approve the local emergency management plan. And I was just reading that over before the meeting started. I don't have any problem except Jerry Waterman, which was a past Select Board member, is on, his name is on this document for doing different things, and I don't believe that he is still, well, maybe he does know him. I haven't talked to him. I didn't know his name was on it. They have been manning the phones and the radios during a potential emergency. I don't know where, but, and then they have him in here again.
Yeah, this page.
You're in here too, Mike. Did you know that?
No.
Alert, local emergency. It says here you've got food preparation at your shelter. Nice. And pets are allowed. Okay. But they got Okay, so I have Jerry Waterman, select board alternate. He's no longer a select board. So the changes that I would make to this document would be to have Karen put in where Jerry's name was for the select board alternate. Rick Golson is an alternate, and it says Steve Barrett chair. And that is it for the select board. But under staff, the phones and radio at wherever that is, I don't know if Jerry wants to do that or not. Or maybe you want to.
Sold.
We can leave it on there. You know, I think Jerry would be more than willing to.
Yeah.
It's an emergency.
in an emergency. So, other than that, it's all stays the same as it was. So I didn't see any changes.
Nope, those were the only changes that were made, except for we did update the information about what. On page 2 for the fire station, we updated their checkboxes regarding what they do and don't have.
Oh, okay.
Because that information was out of date. That was what Jason had asked, the changes he had asked to be made.
Okay. Good. So Jason has reviewed this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll make a motion that we approve the updated local emergency management plan for the town of Newport. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the local emergency management plan as changed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Sign here, please.
All right. You want this or is this mine?
Nope, that's your copy.
Thank you. We both sign it?
Well, last year you managed to squeeze 3 names onto those lines, so you're
all
welcome
right.
to both sign it if you'd like. Thank you.
Mike, you're up. Road commissioner. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any other discussion relative to local emergency management plan? None. Road commissioner's report.
Summer, grading, chloriding. We had a wing wall fall down on a big culvert on the Shirls Road. We rebuilt that. We've been working on truck 20 a lot. He's rusting it and painting it, and we're done finally. We're in the process of rebuilding the screen, the sand screen, so it's green sand. We're going to start grant work this week, I believe, on the Bonin Road. We've got 5 segments to update up there and 1 segment on Bergeron Hill right here in town. I have had Hannah reach out to surveyors to try to get a surveyor to mark out our right of way for our turnaround at the end of Sunrise Drive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. She gave them a bunch of information, but I'm looking for a price. So I'd like to do that to have less conflict.
Yep.
Where I turn around.
Definitely makes sense for landowners that think they own more than they do. So this will clarify everything.
And that's really all I got. Well, as you see, they're grading. They're going to do the side, or paving. They're going to do the side door.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was pretty smooth there at one time.
Yeah.
I was thinking just about to leave it that way.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Can try.
No, I know.
Yeah, they did the other side this morning, this afternoon, and it's pretty nice.
Is it?
Yeah, they got to do a little bit more to do on the intersection, because there's some good bumps there, but they're not going to do a lot close to the state highway this year. When we overlay it the next year, hopefully, with the state funds, they'll blend it all in and make it really pretty.
Good. What'd they do on the bridge?
Nothing.
Okay. They left what was there. I saw they did a test boring.
Yeah, they found a lot of concrete. And, yeah, Norman could tell you everything he found. They found, yeah.
Structurally?
Yeah, gravel, concrete. So they didn't dare to reclaim it. So they just butted up to it. And I think next year they're going to grind it down to make everything flush when they overlay it. You know, and they spent a lot of time on that manhole that we always got a puddle. Hopefully we'll no longer have a puddle.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Good.
So.
Good.
Norman's been trying really hard.
Super. The truck you painted was one we're trading in or keeping?
Still the next one to go.
That's the next one to go?
Yeah. Yeah. And we painted it in-house, so it's not. It needed to be sandblasted, but that cost money and weren't really in the budget. So.
Thank you, Mike. The new one's ordered?
Yeah.
Good. When are you taking delivery of that?
Well, it actually probably ain't even ordered. He's going to order it in the fourth quarter of this year.
Oh, okay.
We've ordered it from them, but he'll submit the order. And
he will get it next year or this fall?
Well, the truck will be delivered in the fall and we'll pay for it, but then it won't go to the body shop till next fall.
Okay. All right. Anything for the road commissioner? All right. Moving on. Water, sewer, solar, and recycling report.
This was the reports from A&E on our annual sewer inspection and their inspection of the path node. That's a draft. It really, they're on the septic tanks, which I mentioned, that's really the only big thing. Everything else is generally pretty much the same thing that's in there every year. You know, and what's in the memorandum for the PAT nodes, we already took it over, is stuff I believe I mentioned previously that we're going to get done as soon as I can get Tyson in here. Ray Ostegi, remember Ray?
Yeah.
He's been for years. He just passed away, so they,
ooh,
yeah, they lost a little that. Bit of time there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he just, I don't think it's been in the paper yet.
Okay.
And I believe Hans will be pumping the tanks by August 1st, and yeah, that's really it. The water's been...
And how much does it cost to pump the tanks?
Not cheap.
I know, but
probably be 30 to 35 cents a gallon, depending on the price of fuel when he does it, and there's 70,000 gallons to pump.
Okay.
So... 25,000.
And is it going to Newport?
He's got to take it three or four different. It's going to go. He's got to spread it out.
Oh.
He's got to see how much each one's willing to take.
And they do that in
the hauling. That's all on them.
And who's hauling?
I believe I'm going to hire Taplin's, but he's supposed to give me a price before I commit to him, but he's really the only game.
Okay.
And he treats us really well, and he got a really good system. He did it last time, and it was very efficient and compared to times in the past, because they would try to plug it all into Newport, and then Newport would shut them down, and then they're, because the whole time they're pumping, water's running in there. So it's not really efficient if we don't get it done as quickly as possible.
You're right.
And Hans did a really good job.
Good.
Happens.
Yep.
And we did that indirect. I mentioned to you at the store the other day, me and Hannah got that taken care of. Renewed our indirect discharge permit.
That's the wastewater going into Mud Creek.
Yes.
Okay. The state was happy with that?
They got to review what we did. They got 120 days to review it.
Oh.
Which A&E did the boilerplate, most of it. All we had to do was read it and send them away.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Mike.
We also have to notify the adjoining landowners, excuse me. And we are two or three of the adjoining landowners.
Yeah, there are five adjoining landowners, and the town is two of them.
Yeah.
So postage is going to be pretty manageable for the other three. I did not send us letters.
Great. Solar?
I talked to them this week, Monday, maybe Tuesday, and the gentleman that I spoke to on the phone said, oh yeah, I heard some of the guys talking about that in the break room yesterday. I'll have one of them call you, and I have spoken to no one since then. So, at least they're gossiping about us, I suppose. I will try.
It's still broke, right? I haven't looked over there.
I haven't looked, honestly.
I know one of them's flat all the time, sometimes two of them. I really...
They still charge. You know, it's just not as efficient when they're not at a right angle to the sun.
Yeah.
I'll try calling them again next week.
When the wind blows, they'll lay down flat.
Yeah,
so sometimes one's more sensitive than the others because you'll see some flat, some not when the wind blows.
Okay. Recycling report. We had a executive committee meeting. Excuse me. And just to give some idea on the numbers, we have a meeting next Tuesday at 6:30, which will be Zoom and in person, if anybody wants to do it. And if anybody would like the Zoom numbers link, I can give them that. I don't have it here. Or maybe I do. It's in the phone. But what's in discussion is revenue on the sale of recyclables is down because also the amount of recyclables is down, so there's not that many coming in. Also, tipping fees is down because, of course, January through now, there's been no buildings being torn down, heavy stuff, you know, like when they took the last year, we had some good money come from the buildings that they demolished and took to the dump. So, consequently, in the month of April, I don't have May's yet, but in the month of April, we were $8,964 in the hole for that month, for a total year to date of $85,170. So we haven't touched the line of credit yet, but there's been some serious discussion on what to do because you know me, Mike.
I do.
I don't spend money I don't have.
Absolutely.
And been hollering. So you want this for the minutes?
Sure.
You can have it if you want it. And we've been talking about a surcharge fee increase at the waste. Of course, the way everything is done or has been done with recycling at our district, it's all been free. Household hazardous waste has been free. Metal's been free. Refrigerators have been free. We've started taking money for tires last year, but that's changing. You're going to have hazardous household waste disposal fees now, surcharge fees. We're going to reduce the amount of household hazardous waste events. They've been doing can't remember how many, 9, I think, from May to September. And we take it in Lindenville 3 days a week, so anybody can go to Lindenville. But we were going around to different communities on the weekends and doing it. And just they did an event in Maidstone, 20 residents showed up, and the cost of the district was $1,600. Overtime, trucks and shipping it, so which we got no money for, so that's coming out of our income. And when they do a household waste event in Derby, which is our biggest community, it costs anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 to get rid of it. So that's a discussion on charging those fees. and the glass disposal fee. Right now, the current price is free. It costs $7.45 per 55-gallon drum of broken glass. That's where we're at.
And my expenses on the roads, the tire bill from Pete's was, some of them were our truck tires, but a lot of them were Green Up Day tires. It was like 500-something bucks. They actually came and picked them up, and their price was reasonable compared to what we normally pay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did we put that under, miscellaneous or something?
I think so.
Yeah, but that was a Green Up Day expense for the 300 tires. We had a pile of tires. Maybe it weren't that many, but it was a lot.
I don't know.
A lot more than most years.
I hate tires on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and you know, it's not there. I walk that road, and when Green Up Day comes, tires show up
mm-hmm.
overnight. You know how that happens.
Well, last year I had the pile out front, and I left it there for 3 weeks, and then I took them to Albany, and that afternoon they showed up with 8 more, and just left them. I stuck them outside the road like everybody else does, but nobody took them.
That big facility in Albany, that's illegal. I don't know if you know that. That was rented land, and the guy was charging to collect tires, and he walked away from it and left them all there.
Oh.
So I just thought.
The one in Albany or the one in Glover?
Where's the one in Glover? Where the fence place used to, where they used to make. After, that's
Glover. Yeah, there's like an old log yard in Glover that the guy was like stockpiling lots of tires.
Yeah, that's the one.
The guy in Albany, he's got a truck that goes around Kenny Ross. So I think it's Ken. You know,
I know that.
So we wrote checks every year for Green Up Day.
He's the one that's picked it. He picked ours up.
No, this year Pete's, because I've been doing business with Pete's Tire. The sales rep said we can take them.
Okay.
So I sent a bunch of truck tires to get recapped and some wheels to get redone, and I said we'll take all them.
Yeah. So one in Glover.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So I remember reading the Glover board was concerned, or people in Glover were concerned they were growing.
It's the second community that he's done it to.
So. Yeah.
All right. Anything for water, sewer, solar, or recycling questions that we can try to answer? Nothing? Moving on, sheriff's report. Rick usually does that. He gave it to me to do. They worked 50.5 hours in town. They wrote 3 tickets. What's W?
Warnings.
Warnings, 5 warnings. 2 arrests, and the total dollar figure was $347. And there was a DWI arrest and on Lakewood Drive and a DWI on Vance Hill Gibbs Road. Warnings were on Vance Hill, Route 105 Buzzell Road, no registration. Vance Hill and Gibbs Road, Route 105 and 14, 64 and a 50. Ooh. No registration. Route 100 and Crossroad. I think that's Rick's. So. Any questions on the sheriff's report? Okay. Moving on. Sign orders, review and approve the bank statement and journal entries. Karen and I have been doing that since we got here. I'll make a motion that we approve the orders that were put forward in front of us this evening and to approve the bank statement and journal entries. Any discussion? Hearing none, our questions are all, your questions answered, mine are answered. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Unfinished new business. You have anything?
I got nothing.
Mike, you have anything? Anybody out have anything? Great. Moving right along. Executive session if needed. I don't have anything. Do you, Karen? Mike? Anna?
This is a record.
What?
This is a record. Yeah.
Yeah, and just to let everybody know, where is the
spend more time writing.
Payment folder? I know that I just wanted to let people know that we spent this. All I love, always love doing this. This evening we spent $76,512.15,
which actually is less than a lot of months.
Yep. That's 1 month. Thank you, Hannah.
Yep.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I entertain a motion to adjourn this morning.
We're done.
There you go.
So those expenses were the month of May?
Yes.
Are they
the month of May?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day, Ernest.
Good.